I mean, this is like mind-blowing stuff. Every second of every day in the United States, an older adult falls. But listen to this. And every 20 minutes, an older adult will die from that fall. That is insane. All right, welcome back to The Pursuit of Profit. My guest today is the CEO of True Blue Home Service Ally, Sean Fitzgerald, a franchise veteran who helped build massive brands like Brightstar, Senior Care, Wireless Zone, and Physical before taking the helm at True Blue. Today, we're talking about something personal, because if you haven't dealt with aging parents yet, you will. And the businesses solving this challenge are quickly becoming some of the most important in franchising. Here's a stat that hits right between the eyes. Every second of every day in America, an older adult suffers a fall. And every 20 minutes, an older adult dies from one. Yet 90% of seniors say they want to stay in their home for as long as possible. That gap, the desire to age in place versus the reality of unsafe, unmaintained homes, has created a massive nationwide demand for trustworthy home maintenance and home safety services. And that's where True Blue Home Service Ally comes in. True Blue is so much more than a handyman business. It's a senior-focused home maintenance and safety franchise serving families and older adults who want to remain independent. With more than 130 operating locations across the country, they've become the go-to provider for recurring home maintenance, home safety assessments, and essential repairs. Their item 19 shows franchisees reaching over $1.5 million in revenue. You don't see that often in a service brand with a total investment under $100,000, low overhead, strong repeat business, and a mission that genuinely improves people's lives. So if you're looking for the intersection of purpose and profit, this is an episode for you. All right, let's dive in. So, Sean, you're a veteran of franchising. I couldn't believe it when I looked you up. Like, you led the growth of some major franchise brands. Brightstar, Senior Care is massive. Wireless Zone, Physical, which I love Physical. I think that's a great brand. So my question is, you know, how did you ultimately land at True Blue? And for the listeners who may not know the brand, what's the True Blue story and what exactly do you do?
Yeah, great. Well, I'll start with what we do at True Blue, because we're a home maintenance and repair franchise, but we have a focus on helping people age in place. So there's a senior component to it that makes it extremely unique. And if you look back at my history in franchising, which you have, one of my stops in the franchising career has been at Brightstar, where I was executive vice president. And that's where I learned about the senior industry. And I'm a very curious person, and especially in things that I am not really familiar with. And at the time when I was at Brightstar, my parents were both fairly young and my in-laws were fairly young. So the idea of aging in place was completely new to me. And so at Brightstar, I got to learn the challenges that families face, the challenges the medical community has to deal with, especially with falls, and just learning it, learning the business side of it. But unfortunately, you know, I was forced to deal with it, and I lost my mom to cancer during that period. Then shortly after that, my father-in-law, who was just retired, he was 66 years old, and fell down the steps, broke his neck, became quadriplegic, and eventually passed away from those complications. So it was devastating to our family, both losing my mother and then my father-in-law. And I was in the senior industry, and it just really solidified my passion for not only the business side of it, but the human side of it and the challenges that people are facing, the challenges that we're facing in the United States and around the world of how to deal with this aging population, because it is only going to grow. The good news is medical technology gets better and better every single year. So it means people are going to live longer. And so this demographic is going to continually grow. And there's not a lot of solutions out there for helping people to live out the remaining days of their lives. And the best place to do it is in home. So I had this huge appreciation for it. And then in 2020, I discovered True Blue when I was at Brightstar. We identified that the home environment was a challenge because of the fact that we'd hear it from our clients. And they would say, listen, you're doing a great job taking care of my mom and dad, but we can't keep up with the house. Or you know, right. they fell again. And, you know, we just don't know if we can keep them in the home any longer. So, you know, we were thinking about what type of solutions are out there. We really didn't find anything. And I remember back then thinking, what a great business model that someone should do. And I hope they do it soon, because it's going to be really needed, but a great, great opportunity. And, you know, fast forward to 2020, I was, you know, kind of speaking to the investment group of, you know, Strategic Franchising, which is the parent company of TrueBlue. And being in franchising a long time, they asked me to take a look at their brands from a consulting perspective. And I looked at all their brands and they asked me which one excited me the most. And I was like, TrueBlue. And here's why. And they're kind of struggling with it a little bit. And it was just a lack of understanding and execution of the senior industry. Because coming from the senior industry, seniors don't ask for help. And so traditional marketing does not work. You have to get to the adult children, the referral sources, and there's a channel that you do that. And I kind of looked at it TrueBlue and thought, wow, if I could take this model and replicate it very similarly, like a senior care operating business, and instead of having caregivers, we have technicians, I think this could be something that could really take off. And I felt like it wasn't a huge risk. Like, you can connect the dots and see how we make sense when it comes to helping people age in place. And the industry is enormous. Oh, and yeah. We're just one little component of it that is badly needed. And so that's been the drive behind our growth that we've seen. And we really have a great brand and great franchisees, and the future is very bright.
I think it's great. I'm very sorry to hear about your mom and your father-in-law. That's tragic. Most people don't get the full story when they start exploring franchising. So they make mistakes that cost them big. That's why my business partner, Justin Guevara, and I wrote Beyond the Brand, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Fearless Franchising. It is our proven six-step process at Franosity to help you find the right franchise, avoid costly pitfalls, and build a business that truly fits your goals. Grab your copy of Beyond the Brand on Amazon or any major book retailer and start building your future fearlessly. What's crazy about your introduction with your own personal experiences is a data point from the CDC. I had to fact check this because, I'll be honest, I didn't believe it. Every second of every day in the United States, an older adult falls. But listen to this. And every 20 minutes, an older adult will die from that fall. That is insane.
Yeah, the stats are really scary. I think one in four fall every year. So one in four seniors fall every year. And right. I think, you know, one in four of those, or 20% of those, are lead to major medical issues. And the real scary statistic is that if a senior falls and breaks their hips, their life expectancy is only right. like 6 months after that for like 50% of the people that break their hips. So it is a very devastating medical issue that's facing the United States. And it's only going to get worse as people age. And sadly, like you and me, it was not even on my mind about right. falls and seniors, or my own parents and dealing with it. And tragically, so many people who do learn about it, it's too late. And
that's right.
That's why, you know, we're really passionate here at TrueBlue, is like getting the story out and fall prevention. And a lot of times people think of fall prevention, they think, oh, grab bars and senior modifications. And yeah, that is helpful. But I believe that most of the falls that seniors experience are due to the home environment not mm-hmm. being well maintained, or they trying to maintain it, getting on step stools and so forth, mm-hmm. or changing light bulbs. And, you know, something as simple as that, like changing light bulbs. And if the senior tries to do it themselves and they have to get on a step stool or something, major, you know, major issue and concern. And with seniors, you know, you begin to lose, you know, you lose balance, you lose vision. So lighting is really, really key, and making sure that these simple home maintenance and repairs are being done can have huge benefits in preventing falls. And that's Absolutely. One area I think is unique about TrueBlue is, yeah, we can do senior home safety assessments and we can do senior modifications, but it's the ongoing aging in place component where our subscription maintenance packages, I feel are a really strong benefit to helping people age in place successfully.
I like that a lot. And I had someone on recently that was in the senior space, uniquely different from what you're doing. Yeah. They were doing everything to avoid the fall, and then you're preparing the home to avoid the fall. Why do you have 16 area rugs? Why are these light bulbs out in the hi-hats creating these dark spots, you know, trip and fall, right? I love what you're doing. You're positioned perfectly for this silver tsunami and all these trends that you're disclosing. I mean, I think it was 90% of people that are aging want to age in place. Like, they just say it. And no one wants to go there. Like, yeah. No one wants to leave their house. It's like, this is my house. This is my independence. This is where I maybe raised my kids, or this is where I have my memories. This is where I was with my spouse. Maybe I'm a widow now. Whatever the story is, 90% of elders want to age in place, and that's where you come in. But I want to understand something before I kind of move forward with my questioning. What percentage of your business, like, for example, we've spent the whole time on seniors. Like, we haven't talked about just that 40-year-old new homeowner that just needs some help, right? Mm-hmm. So what percent, and I know you do that, what percentage of your business really caters to the seniors, and what percentage of your business caters to that non-senior market?
Yeah, great question. So it's about 60% of our clients are 50 plus. So when people think about seniors, they automatically go to like walkers and wheelchairs and, you know, people in their late 80s. But, you know, I'm creeping up there in age myself. So I'm getting into that demographic where I'm getting close to being classified as a senior, and it's at 50, I'm over 50, but it's 50 plus is really that kind of demographic that is our sweet spot. And people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s aren't necessarily in need of in-home medical care, but, you know, I'm starting to slow down. I'm starting to, you know, not have the vision that I once had or the balance that I once had. And, you know, having help around the home to do repairs and maintenance is going to be, you know, really, you know, key for everybody. And so that seems to be, you know, our real sweet spot is just home maintenance and repairs for that aging population. And, okay. But like you mentioned, you know, there's the other 35, 40% of people that are just busy adults. And right. Our business model has really grown in that category demographic, and mainly because of the fact of we have to have high standards to participate in the senior industry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, coming from senior care, you know, your caregivers have to be screened, background checked, and insured. And our model is the same way with our employees. And so that higher standard of screening and background checks and, you know, properly insured for our technicians, that resonates with everybody.
I agree with you. A couple of perfect storms there. Aging home inventory in America, right? Men can't use tools, which we mm-hmm. talk about on the show a lot. The most elementary repairs need to be outsourced to someone like you. So you're in a good spot. We have an aging, it's a perfect storm. That's really the reality of your business. And that's why we like it at Phrenosity. And my business partner loves it. He refers to you all the time. We've done several deals with you already. Not to mention, this is like a sub 150 all-in investment, which is not that common, right?
Yeah, actually just under 100,000 for the total investment. So yeah, we're...
I was trying to protect myself at sub 150. You're under 100 all-in.
Yeah. Well, being an entrepreneur myself, like I was in college and started a business, and that's how I got into franchising, eventually franchised that. So we're really conscientious of keeping expenses down, whether it's launch or even ongoing monthly expenses. So these franchises typically start off home-based. So obviously that keeps, you know, the overhead very low. Our employees are, you know, billable hours. So there are cost of goods sold for our model is the actual employee. So we're leasing these employees to homeowners. So as long as you're keeping them on schedule, you know, they're not an expense. The employees are actually revenue generators. So when you look at it, it's not a very, you know, not a lot of overhead, not a lot of investment. The really great thing about it too is that because we focus on simple things, simple projects, it is a high margin business with low overhead. Nice. And so that makes it, you know, something really cool too. And when it comes to senior services or home services in general, it's time is on your side. Right? It's like as you grow your customer base, it just organically grows and grows and grows.
That's so true about the senior market. Like, they don't do anything without it being trusted and verified by a neighbor, friend, or family member. It's like, I'm not calling anyone, because the rule is simple. I trust no one. I'm elderly and I'm going to get taken advantage of. I just know it. I'm only going to call people that have been recommended to me and have already had an experience with them that was a positive one. It's the truth. My mom lives in a 55 and over community and they just share notes. That's what they do. They just share notes. Who's your dentist? Who's your this? I need a new cardiologist. Who could trim trees? Who are you using for these random things around the home? It's always leveraging their neighbor's, you know, Rolodex, if you will.
So we went through a rebranding of True Blue, and we landed on Home Service Ally. And Ally is that key word, because what you were just describing is that as a brand, you know, building a brand is about what the customer feels about your brand. And we want them to feel like we're their ally. And you're exactly right. These are customers and these seniors. Once they trust us, they're going to tell everybody else. And they will call us for things that they know we don't do. And like, I had one of our franchisees call me up and say, I had one of our clients call me up and ask me, where should I get my car fixed? And when they're asking those type of things, you are an ally.
That's right.
As a marketer by trade, if you're influencing the major purchasing decisions of homeowners, you're in a really good position. Because, you know, if it's stuff that we do, then obviously that's great opportunity for additional work. But if you're referring out, that's an opportunity to develop cross referrals. And so, you know, being that ally to these homeowners is really key to it and part of our model as well. So, you know, bringing that up and what you're talking about, your own experience with your mom is so true. And that's another unique aspect that we try to build is those relationships with our clients.
That explains the name. I was wondering why the name, because we just call you True Blue, right? In the industry, you're True Blue. But there was more purpose and meaningful, you know, in the naming. You guys went out of your way to make that outlight. It's true. That generation, that age category, they need that. You know, I grew up in New York and it would be, oh, I got a guy. It's my guy. Like, you got to call my guy. And it's like, you can't go against that. It's as soon as the family member says, you got to call my guy, that was it. You just, you had your connection. That's who you called. That's where you bought your wedding ring. That's the bakery. That was you used the guy that we all had, right?
Yeah.
It's funny. It's true. And that's the ally. I love that. That's cool. Yep. So yeah, if you will, take me through these services and stop me if I'm wrong, because I was taken back by this and I know you have a reason because you're very thoughtful on every move you make. Why no ramps? So go through the services. From my research, you do not do ramps.
Those are classified as senior modifications. Yeah. We do ramps. Yeah. Anything that we don't specifically necessarily, you know, have landing pages on our website for those type of things for every type of senior modification. But absolutely. We do a lot of senior modifications, ramps and bathroom refreshes, remodels. There's a lot of great products that are out there that you don't need to remodel your entire bathroom to make it safe. And there are these new products is really cool. It's called, you know, there's different ones out there, but there you can cut doors into tubs. And you can take a traditional tub and make it a walkout tub for a fraction of the cost of, you know, redoing a bathroom with a full walkout tub. So those are simple little products that for seniors are just game changers and very affordable when you look at the overall cost. So yeah, the modifications are going to be, you know, a lot of different things, anywhere, you know, as simple as grab bars all the way up to ramps and, you know, customization for, you know, widening doorways and things like that. So
chair lifts, stair lifts.
Some we can assist with that. We're beginning to get into those more and more, but what is really needed, and I would say like senior modifications are nothing new. What is unique in what seniors are really struggling with is that the home maintenance and minor repairs. And that's really our sweet spot. So we have the full suite of services, but you know, when seniors are really struggling with getting someone out there just to hang a picture or a mirror or moving furniture or something simple like that, that's where there's a huge void in the marketplace. And that's where we can fill it.
It's interesting. So you bring that up and I would agree with that. You know, I just look at my own mom. It's like, honey, can you come over and fix this and hang this and do this and change the light bulb over her artwork lighting? You know, it's like, can you, the bulbs burn out. It's like, can you fix that? Because there's a rule. do not get on that ladder. Mm-hmm. Not even, I don't want you even 2 feet off the floor. It just call, mom, just call me. I'll run over there. Give me the honey-do list. She lives alone, right? So like she needs a man or someone to help her with all these little lists that she has. So I agree with you. And I want to make a point. I'm going to ask you a question. And I'm thinking like assessment, where we get a phone call, we go in, we do a senior assessment of the house. Like my mom would never call you and say, I need better lighting. She just keep the lighting she had and she trip and fall, versus someone like you coming in or your company saying, we really need to improve the lighting in this area. Do you go out there and do like an assessment of the house saying, hey, I know I'm here for that rotten back door, but there's a lot of things to unpack in this house.
Yeah, we have an extensive senior home safety assessment, and there's like 75 points to it. It's like 12 pages. And, you know, we look at it from the outside of the house all the way into the inside of the house, because a lot of falls occur, you know, on the walkway going into a home. Right. And if there's shrubs, if there's uneven pavement, lighting is another big one. So having the proper lighting, and then we go all the way through the house in the daytime. And then we also try to come back at night so we can see the differences that are out there and make the recommendations. But after you look at it, you say, oh, that's pretty, a lot of common sense. But when you're not in the mindset of looking at it from a senior perspective or someone who is losing their balance or their vision, you don't think about it. And so having that assessment to make those recommendations, and a lot of it's something very simple, and then all the way to, you know, bathroom type remodels and refreshes and senior modifications. So all of our franchisees get certified to be able to do these assessments. And then eventually our franchisees are getting their CAP certification, which is Certified Aging in Place Specialist. And the consumer really doesn't know what that means, but the medical and senior industry does. And so that's something that we're not just, you know, doing services for seniors because it's a marketing demographic we're going after. We're dedicated and we're educated and we get certified in it. So that way, you know, these families and these medical professionals can appreciate that we're serious about it. And, you know, we make sure that we're doing the right things.
If the phone rang right now from an elderly person, what is the service? What's the request? Like top three, top five, like you just know this is going to happen. We generate revenue in these areas.
Oh, well, the seniors don't call for typical senior modifications, right? So most of the calls are, I just need help with hanging a mirror, moving this out. It's just simple home repairs. That is where it starts.
Okay. Then it turns into something. Okay.
Now it's the adult children are the ones who say, we need assessment, because seniors resist it. That's one thing I learned in the senior industry, is that seniors don't ask for help because they don't want to signal that there's problems or signal that their condition is worsening, and because they're fearful that their adult children are going to put them in a nursing home.
Right.
So they will resist help. And so that's why we have to get to the adult children. And typically it's through the medical community, is like, hey, this is something that's going to help them stay in the home longer. And once they appreciate that and get it, you know, they love it. But the initial aspect of it is they typically don't reach out for, you know, help. And so a lot of times if the seniors are calling us, it is, you know, just minor repairs and so forth.
Okay. Is there an average ticket? I'm trying to wrap my head around the model, dispatching a vehicle to to someone's house, whether it's elder or not. What would be like an average ticket of a visit?
That's a great question. I know the number, but it's not as big as you would necessarily think. But what we've learned in this industry is that the small jobs lead to the big jobs, because once someone trusts you, then they start to open up to you. And that's part of our model that we train our owners on, is that there's no job too small. It's about, you're a marketer, it's about getting customers. And once you get them into the system, then they're going to repeat. I mean, the average homeowner spends $4,000 to $5,000 a year on home maintenance and repairs. So our goal is to get in their homes, get them acclimated to True Blue, so that way we're capturing that revenue per client and looking at it from a lifetime value of a customer, not just transactional. And so that's again where the ally comes in. If we're doing our job and becoming their ally, they're going to call us for everything and be able to capitalize on additional revenue from other projects that they do.
Right. Okay. 100% residential. I don't think you do commercial, or do you?
A little bit. We're starting to see, you know, you got a lot of people that are buying homes and renting homes, and then those will have opportunities because they don't have a full-time handyman on staff. Mm-hmm. And so those, we're starting to get franchisees are starting to develop relationship with, you know, people who own multiple properties. And then you're starting to see senior communities that are beginning to pop up. And, you know, they're looking for people they can trust, right? And let them into their communities. And, you know, with the fact that we're specialized in aging in place and certified, that makes a lot of sense to have us be the preferred provider of home maintenance and so forth. So that component is growing. And right now, yeah, it's pretty much residential, but you know, the commercial side of it is beginning to expand. And, you know, one thing I didn't touch on yet that is a huge opportunity for us in the future is because the medical community is understanding the challenges and aging in place, and this is getting worse, you're starting to see a lot of the services that we provide become subsidized through Medicare Advantage, Medicare, Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And that is going to, in my opinion, going to continue for quite some time because there's just not going to be enough space, if it's state-run nursing homes and so forth, it's just too expensive, and right, they're looking for solutions, and keeping them in the home is going to be much more affordable. And therefore we're starting to see more and more states have programs that will pay for senior modifications, and it's not needs-based, it's age-based. Like California, yeah, and Texas, if you're 65, you're eligible for senior modifications up to $7,500 per person, and it's covered through their Medicare program. So,
wow.
And most people don't know that, right? And so it's an education piece. And, you know, I think those trends are going to continue because they have to. And it's going to save Medicare Advantage programs money if people can age in place, and they age in place successfully without the falls and all the complications that lead to it. So that's the future of our business. That's really exciting because I think a lot of it can be subsidized in the future. And then you start throwing in maintenance packages and as a fall prevention solution, it's really inexpensive compared to other type of fall prevention solutions. So in the future, I think that can be a huge component as awareness and as money's being spent to help people age in place.
Interesting. That brings me to these national accounts that you have, like Honor and Home Instead and Comfort Keepers and Right at Home. What's that about, that these franchisees are referring to your brand to help out their in-home patients?
Yeah, the exciting thing about it was, you know, when I joined True Blue, we really only had like a handful of franchises. And so as we started growing and creating awareness in the industry, my plan was that to get us to a certain size where we would have good coverage across the United States, maybe regionally, you know, definitely, you know, eventually into state and a national. And that's when typically the national accounts really start to take off, is because you have the coverage that, you know, these other larger organizations are looking for services in. And we started getting calls very early from these organizations. And I was just like, gosh, thank you for calling. And I was waiting for, you know, call us back when you have 200 locations or something right, like that. But they didn't. And they said, that's okay. Wherever you are, this is going to be a benefit to our clients and franchisees because of the story I gave you when I was at Brightstar, which is a lot of people stop services because they can't keep up with the home. And so having True Blue support senior care companies is going to keep these clients in the home longer, mm-hmm, which means more revenue for these senior care companies. But the other thing that was really interesting too is that even workers' comp claims, we can help reduce those, because in the senior care industry, the average client is 83.
Right.
The average caregiver is 60 plus. So wow, a lot of times you hear about these senior care caregivers getting hurt in the home because they're not well-maintained. And then they have workers' comp issues. So the combination of this and working with us, if you're a senior care operator, senior care company, is a huge benefit because we can help keep people in their homes longer. And the peace of mind we're providing to the adult children, knowing that they're doing the right things to help them stay at home, is really key. And that is where the decision is being made to pull them out of the home, right? It's adult children. And as long as they have that peace of mind that they're doing all the right things, they'll keep them in the home longer. The other thing is we're starting to see is there are these other organizations that are direct Medicare companies, and they are deploying us to do work, senior modifications, paying us, and then, you know, getting reimbursed through Medicare. And so that is going to be a huge component of our business as we grow and focusing on growing our footprint, because the larger footprint we get, the more of these opportunities are going to occur. And that's why I'm so, you know, anxious to keep growing and get good owners in the system, because it's going to only benefit everyone. The more coverage we have, more of these opportunities are going to present themselves.
Absolutely. I love national accounts, and so do franchisees. As you well know, you've been around a long time. You know how valuable it is to tell a prospective franchise, we have national accounts. It's not going to make your business, but it's going to add, right? It's not going to be your business where you're just feeding off of national accounts, but it'll be a nice feeder. And if you market to that local franchisee, it could just be just another leg on the stool. You made a comment about that. Number one, it's shocking, that statistic you gave me, that the average caregiver is 60.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but that's not normal. A nation should have their youth caring for their elderly. Yeah. Think about what you just said. What you basically said is you have seniors caring for seniors.
Yes. Well, there's not even franchises named after that, you know, and that's where I think a lot of it comes from, because, well, it's really the companion care, right? Because companion care is essentially non-medical care. You're just, you know, taking care of the individual that doesn't need medical care. So these seniors that are like people, the caregivers are just really kind of, you know, checking in and taking care of light things around the home. And so it's interesting that the shortage of help is huge. It's a problem that they're identified in the senior industry, is like there's a huge shortage of caregivers. Now, one thing that's really cool about our model is that, you know, in the senior care industry, it's a one-to-one relationship, right? Your customer and your employee. Where with TrueBlue, we can generate similar revenue with far fewer employees.
And that's so what I like.
That's what I like as well, because you don't need huge teams to generate great revenue. And so that makes it a much simpler business model. And other thing I love about TrueBlue is that, you know, we're in the senior industry, but we're not medical. And so there's less regulations, virtually, you know, the complexity of our business model is so different. It's 9 to 5, not always weekends, and not 24/7.
That's right.
If an employee doesn't show up, it's not a life or death situation. And those are all the things that, you know, being in senior care that we were dealing with. And I love this model because it's a simple business model. It is not difficult to manage and run. And when you're out there networking, there's nobody really doing what we're doing. And so the response we get from the medical community is, where have you been?
Yeah.
You know, we've been needing something like this for a long time. And so that's, to me as a marketer, is super exciting, is just get out there and be visible and get it out in the community. And it's working really well. And some of these national accounts that we've secured come from franchisees just networking in their community. And then next thing you know, they're like, we have locations around the country, and these opportunities just are coming in. It's amazing how much opportunity is out there from organizations that are supporting seniors age in place, whether it's veterans programs, Habitat for Humanity. There's so much focus on this, but the challenge they have is finding the right people and quality people that can do the work. And that's where TrueBlue comes in.
Absolutely. You made a comment about, I'm still digesting your last comment, I'm sorry. Seniors caring for seniors. Can you imagine? I have to worry about the homeowner tripping on the area rug as much as I have to worry about the employee tripping on the area rug, which then triggers no care for the patient, which then triggers a workers' comp claim. I mean, this is like mind-blowing stuff. Here's a stat right off the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development website. 10% of homes in America are, quote, aging ready. This is your business, aging in place, right? Here's their definition of aging ready. It's defined as a housing unit that has a step-free entryway, a bedroom and full bathroom on the first floor, and at least one bathroom with an accessibility feature, you know, an elevated toilet, a built-in shower seat, a handrail, a grab bar. Like, check those boxes. It's unreal. 10%. You guys have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, and that's, and so we have a three-step aging in place process, and step one is the assessment. Step two is the modifications. That alone is enormous. And then when you add in step three, which is the ongoing maintenance and of the home, it's a tremendous opportunity for us and a great business model.
I want to do some stats. I know you know this already. I want to share some stats with the audience. That some of this stuff just blows my mind. I'm going to do it very quickly, and then I want to get to your item 19. Number one stat, America is aging faster than it's growing. For the first time in U.S. history, population growth is driven more by aging than by births. Can you imagine? That's like measuring deaths versus births as a metric. The U.S. is about to become a, quote, super-aged nation. It's actually a definition. A super-aged nation is when 20% or more of its population is over 65. And we're right there. We will be there by 2030. So we will be joining Japan and Italy as a super-aged nation on the planet. Not good. Baby boomers will soon outnumber children. By 2035, the number of people over 65 will surpass the number under 18. And that is why your average caregiver is 60 and not, you know, 16. You get my point. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it's flipped. You're supposed to have youth care for elderly, not elderly caring for elderly. So they're flipping the script on that. Crazy.
Yeah, it's like what we talked about earlier when I was saying that this demographic is only going to grow. And there is not going to be enough facilities. Even if you want to be in a nursing home, there's not going to be enough facilities out there. And I believe in the future that nursing homes will be fully medical. You're not going to send someone into a nursing home or assisted living facility because of they want to be, or you need someone to take care of them. It's going to be medically, they're going to need to have a medical condition to even get into one. So they're getting forced to age in place. No, the other thing too, it's really interesting that we're starting to see and participate in is this other huge wave of healing in place. Mm-hmm. And so what you're seeing in the medical community in these hospitals is that people are going into surgery with major surgeries and they're coming out that day or the next day. And they're healing at home. And you can get medical care, you can get monitoring, all that stuff. Yeah, physical therapy, they're coming to the home. The medical devices themselves are all remote, Wi-Fi and everything else.
Yeah.
But what's the one thing that's missing that people get in the hospital is that the environment is designed for someone to heal. And when you're healing at home, and that's not an environment that's designed for healing, you're going to have falls. And that's going to be a major challenge for the medical field that they're aware of. So we can participate in that as well to help people get prepared for healing in place. So the combination of healing in place, aging in place, and where we fit in that's unique to, you know, focusing on the home and is going to really propel us in the future. So that, as you can see, why I'm so excited about True Blue and this and the opportunity, because we're positioned really well for the changing demographic and the mindset of those two industries.
Absolutely. Talk to me about earnings. I know we didn't really unpack the average ticket, but maybe we could do something with the item 19 earnings claim. How many locations are operating? Because I thought you had over 100 at least sold.
Yeah, we're operating over 130.
Great.
Yes, we've grown really, really quickly the last couple of years. And, you know, most of the system is less than 2 to 3 years old. So, you know, when you look at home services, and like I said, time is on your side. So most of our locations haven't even matured yet from a revenue standpoint. And so we've got so much growth and opportunity. But our top line in our 2025 FDD, which is 2024 numbers, is that we had our top revenue generated was over 1.5 million. We have a few owners are in the millions in revenue. Yeah, I mean, if you think about it.
Good for you.
Under $100,000 investment and that could yield the potential of that. Not to mention that I said we're a high margin business. So their net profit percentages are incredible. So when you look at low overhead, high margin, and the revenue opportunity that's out there, this is a great opportunity.
How long was he in business doing 1.5 million?
He's probably year 6 or 7.
Man, that's a nice amount of revenue. I mean, if you think about like Mr. Handyman and some of these other brands, that's an enviable number for that space. I think that is a great number. I know people that were doing 1 million in a system like that. They were rock stars and in a very small category. That's great.
Yeah, and that category is growing for us. And like I said, and you know, the exciting thing, like I've been saying, is like a lot of the, that's just, that, this is a great business today. Just think about when all these things start coming, to reality and where this business can go. That's the exciting aspect. And that's why a lot of people are joining TrueBlue. And, you know, we've got a really, a lot of great owners, a lot of great backgrounds. And, you know, we've had senior care company owners by TrueBlue. And we've had doctors, you know, medical doctors launching TrueBlues, durable medical equipment operators launching TrueBlues. And so they see it, they get it. And then, you know, when you do your research and you look into TrueBlue, you know, and you have any interest in home services or the senior industry, you take a look at TrueBlue because you're going to find something really exciting.
Absolutely. Yeah. Plus they have you at the helm. You're not first time this rodeo. You know how to develop, you know how to support, you know how to strengthen a system. The brand will perform well under your leadership. So it's really good that you're there. I love your category. Thank you. I really do. I love the investment. I happen to focus on, as an investor and even a consultant, asymmetrical investments. And everyone, like, people throw that word around, like, what does that even mean? This is an example of an asymmetrical investment, right? My risk is so limited to the downside. My upside is significantly higher. 10x to the upside, 1x to the downside, asymmetrical, fast break even, recession resilient. People will age and fall no matter what's going on economically. Now you have government subsidies helping out. You have all these programs. Look at the fitness space with silver sneakers. It's like, mm-hmm. Get old people to move. How do you incentivize them to move? Let's pay for them to move. So I just love businesses like this. And again, this is the definition of asymmetrical. Under 100 grand all in, earnings claim solid. You got people performing well. The brand is young. And yeah, what is your earnings claim going to look like 5 years from now? When, by the way, 5 years from now, I believe, and you could check this, I believe in 5 years, every baby boomer will be at least 65, something like that. Think about that.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. I'm not a boomer and I'm mid-50s. So it's aging and it's happening fast. And,
yeah, man.
You know, the one thing I would like add to this too is when people are looking at this is sometimes people look at our business and say, oh, it's home maintenance, repair, handyman. I don't know how to do anything that good. We don't want you to. We want you to be the business leader. We want you to be the marketer. We want you to be the person building the team. We want you to be the person that's educating the community about how to age in place and successfully and how we fit in. So, you know, the ideal candidate for us is somebody that is a marketer, a salesperson, a team builder, a storyteller, because if you can tell our story to the right audience, it's a no-brainer. And, you know, that's it's an education piece component to this, and we're well-received. That's the thing too, is I tell owners in training all the time is like, you're not going in there and to a doctor's office and trying to sell them another printer. You're going in there because there's a huge problem. They know it. And you are the potential solution. So you just got to come in and say, here's what we do and here's how we can help. And the response is just overwhelmingly supported.
I love what you just said. And I want to take that clip. It is so true. If I introduce a client to TrueBlue, and you tell Sean that you love swinging a hammer, you're out. They don't want hammers. They don't want that. They want what you just said. I want you working on the business, not in the business. I don't want you hanging pictures, right? I want you acquiring new customers. I want you keeping the customers or patients or clients, whatever you call them, that you already have. Like, just, man, and get to $1 million business. You're never getting to $1 million business if you want to hang pictures for the elderly. Again, another legacy brand we have on the show. When, you know, we're not selling smoothies here. That's not a legacy. This is a legacy brand. When you look back and you're like, man, I could have saved 1,000 broken hips. And that is also crazy. Break your hip, probably be dead in under a year.
You know, I always kind of joke around because I really believe that our 3-step aging in place process is going to prevent falls and save a lot of lives and a lot of money. And
definitely.
You know, I don't know, like someday I want to have a statistic to show that if you couple, you know, aging in place with TrueBlue or senior care, TrueBlue, that full, you know, kind of support network, how many falls percentage wise we were preventing. I think it's going to be a significant number. And if we were a device company or a drug company, we'd be, you know, our valuation would be in the billions. So I don't think that awareness is too far off. I think people are going to start connecting the dots and seeing that, you know what, these falls senior modifications are not enough. It's got to be, you know, more of a plan and an ongoing solution. And that's what we're all about.
I enjoyed having you on the show. Thanks for taking time out to be with me, man.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss out on more great content. And if you're considering investing in a franchise, whether it's the brand you feature today or another opportunity, we're here to help. Visit us at franocity.com. That's FranOcity.com. We love to help you take that next step towards business ownership.